Starting the day after he arrived, Judah held several meetings at the St. Charles Hotel in Sacramento on J Street. One of those present was Charles Crocker. Collis Huntington was also there, with his partner in their general store, Mark Hopkins. So was Leland Stanford, also a storekeeper but intensely involved in politics as a Republican candidate for state treasurer and later for governor.
"We none of us knew anything about railroad building," Crocker later said. "But at the same time, we're enterprising men and anxious to have a road built and have it come to Sacramento."
Judah presented his case. He had decided to forget about a transcontinental railroad and concentrate instead on getting up to the California mountains, perhaps crossing them to the Nevada line. According to Anna, what he told the assembled potential investors, nearly all of them Sacramento store owners, was, "You are tradesmen here in Sacramento City. Your property and your business is here. Help me make the survey. I'll make you the Central Pacific Railroad Company, and with the congressional bill passed, you have the control of business which will make your fortune in trades, etc., etc. If nothing more, why, you can own a wagon road from Dutch Flat over the mountains, if not a railroad." Ears turned up and attention concentrated on Judah. Here was what the merchants wanted to hear. They could sell more of their goods, expand their business, and stifle competition. Their property would become more valuable. They could control the traffic from their city to the Nevada mines and thus control that market. "I think everyone present," Cornelius Cole later wrote, "agreed to take stock in the concern." The initial money was to pay for a survey beginning on the levee on Front Street and then heading up the American River. One man, in fact, had refused to subscribe at the meeting. He was Collis Huntington, who later admitted, "I did not give anything. I told Mr. Judah as I left, 'If you want to come to my office some evening, I will talk with you about this railroad.'" Judah was there the next evening. He talked and talked, and convinced Huntington to put up $35,000 to do a thorough instrumental survey.